Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. On his Mercer County family farm, 18-year-old Zach Eisen began his farming venture with 10 acres of burley, and that kept him out of trouble for a while.
Yes, tobacco is very labor-intensive. Over the years, I've been able to increase the tobacco production.
He and wife Tiffany, three children later, are one of the three finalists in Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest. Zach thanks judges during their on-farm visit noted their success in a variety of endeavors.
Well, I hope that they saw a diversified operation. We've got many different things going on here. Cattle, tobacco, hay, corn, soybeans. In the cattle, we run feeder cattle, and we also do cow-calf pairs. You know, I hope they see a diversified operation that utilizes all the land and tries to get as much as we possibly can out of the land.
From that 10 acres of burley and a 37-acre rented pasture, they've grown into a 1,300-acre operation. He utilizes the H-2A program for labor.
Yes, it's good for them, good for me. Those migrant workers are needing to come over here to have a steady job and to be able to send money back to Mexico for their families so they enjoy it and it produces income for their families as well as it helps me get a crop in the barn and ensures me labor.
We'll be right back.
Calling 811 before a construction or home improvement project is easy. Well, now Kentucky 811 is making it even easier, and you don't even need to pick up the phone. Just go to 811now.com. 811 Now lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. From landscaping to fence installation, 811 Now ensures a safe, successful dig faster. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
The Eisens have added new facilities and equipment to their operation over the years, allowing Zach to offer business opportunities to other farmers.
The biggest thing I do is custom hire cattle hauling. I'll haul cattle to and from stockyards for other farmers that don't have a trailer. I actually started doing that when I was just out of high school.
More equipment led to more opportunities.
I will custom roll bale hay for people, you know, that might not own a roll baler. They'll cut it and rake it, and I'll go in there and roll it for a flat fee.
As he expanded to new crops and necessary equipment, custom work helped him pay for it.
Then as far as combining, I do a custom harvest part, you know. When I started in the row crops, I did not start out very big, and I thought, okay, if I'm going to buy a machine, I've got to be able to justify the cost.
Zach and Tiffany Eisen, top three finalists in the Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest, winner to be named December 5th. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.